What's going on, and welcome to Skip to the Show. I'm your host, Justin, and I am joined by nobody this time. Yes, and while it's become kind of par for the course now, there was supposed to be a normal episode with a bunch of the guys talking about some thing, but as is tradition, scheduling completely fell through. So now I am playing video game music in my kitchen by myself at 3 in the morning on a Tuesday. Yes, that's right. This is going to be another VG mixtape episode because I got nothing else. I kind of hastily put this one together earlier in the day while I was in class. Put together a bit of a playlist off the top of my head, stuff that I could remember. Sort of jammed it into blocks that, I don't know, they might make a little bit of sense to me. But I've gone mad with power, so who knows, really. Let's just get right into it. Enough of the fluff. We're going to start with our first block, and I always like to start with something older and a little more upbeat, really start the show off on a positive note. So we're going to start with Bloody Tears from Castlevania II, Simon's Quest. I must profess my ignorance or general disinterest in Castlevania. I've never been a very big fan of the series, but I do love the music. The music's always been pretty solid, and Bloody Tears is an absolute staple of the franchise. So we'll start with that. It's nice and short, but it'll get us going. And we're going to keep going on that same tangent into Streets of Desolation, or otherwise known as Stage 1, from Batman for the NES. Very similar kind of song, just nice and simple, loops pretty quickly, but it's good upbeat, beat-em-up kind of music. And then from there, we're going to take things down a little bit, and we're going to do Secret of the Forest from Chrono Trigger. I always got to play some Chrono Trigger on the VG mixtape shows. It is, in my opinion, one of the best games of all time, and it's a legit contender for best soundtrack of all time as well. So Secret of the Forest is a nice relaxing tune in the game. If you play Chrono Trigger, you'll recognize it immediately. We're going to take things down a notch with that, and then we're going to scream home with Veilstein Castle from East 3. East, I got to be honest, I don't know anything about the series. I only know the music. I've heard a lot of songs from East. I've heard good things about the games, but they're not the kind of thing I ever really have the time to play or track down. I hear East 8 came out this year, and I've heard very positive things about it, so maybe I'll check that out at some point. But whenever I hear about East music, the one that always gets brought up is Veilstein Castle, and it's almost always the version I'm going to play, which is the version from the PS2 release of the game. It is just, like, shredding guitar nonsense. It's an absolute joy to listen to, and we're going to come back in with that. So once again, that is Bloody Tears from Castlevania II, Simon's Quest. Streets of Desolation from Batman NES, Secret of the Forest from Chrono Trigger, and Veilstein Castle from East 3.
Thank you.
Oh, I love Veilstein Castle. That's such a great pick-me-up song to listen to. So much, just so much fun to digest. I can't say enough positive things about the music. And East as a series is a lot of music exactly like that. If that's your jam, I would absolutely recommend checking out more of the series. Bloody Tears, again, a real staple of the Castlevania franchise. Real solid NES era music. Same can be said for Batman NES, a really solid track there. And Secret of the Forest, it always blows my mind that Chrono Trigger, particularly as a game, sounds so fantastic. And that all the songs in that game, they all manage to pack a real emotional punch. There's something tangible about the emotion in the tracks in that game. It adds an entirely new level to the game. It makes it just incredible. Currently, I've been playing through Chrono Trigger Crimson Echoes, the fan-made sequel to the game. My brother got it for me for Christmas on a Super Nintendo cartridge. I've been playing it on my Super Nintendo. It's fantastic, and again, of course, it uses the music from Chrono Trigger, which is never a bad thing to re-listen to. Speaking of games that managed to pack such a insanely dense soundtrack onto it, this next block we're going to do here is going to be, let's just say, primarily Donkey Kong Country. I've been, again, listening to a lot of Donkey Kong Country music lately. I've been playing a lot of Donkey Kong Country lately as well. And I'll say that the soundtracks to Donkey Kong Country 1 and 2 are two of the best soundtracks in the history of gaming. David Wise, he bowled two strikes. He hit two home runs in a row. He made two real masterpiece soundtracks. I've already played songs from Donkey Kong Country on, I believe, every VG mixtape to date. So why break the streak at this point? So the first song we're going to do in this next block is Forest Interlude from Donkey Kong Country 2. From there, though, we're going to take a big jump forwards, and we're going to do two songs from Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze. Now, Tropical Freeze is fantastic. It's a great game. But the most important thing about it to me is that Tropical Freeze was David Wise's first return to Donkey Kong Country since DKC2. And he didn't miss a beat. The soundtrack to Tropical Freeze is incredible still. But it's amazing to me to listen to David Wise doing Donkey Kong Country music with modern sound capabilities. And I think one of the best ways to really explore that in the Tropical Freeze soundtrack is to revisit an old classic. So on the last VG mixtape, I played Aquatic Ambience from Donkey Kong Country. Now, in Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze, there is a modern rearrangement of Aquatic Ambience simply called Aquatic Ambience Returns, and it is just incredible. It's a fantastic modernization of one of the most classic game songs of all time. So we're going to listen to that, and then to bring the mood up a little bit, we're going to do one more song from Tropical Freeze. We're going to do Windmill Hills. Windmill Hills is just so giddy. It just makes me smile. I listen to that when I wake up in the morning so I don't think about how much of a failure I am and how terrible the rest of my day is going to be. And it does a great job of convincing me. And then coming out of Donkey Kong Country, we'll do one more song before we come back. We're going to visit one of my favorite soundtracks of this past year, Press Garden Zone Act 2 from Sonic Mania. I believe there's a better title for that track. I can't recall it off the top of my head right now, but I'll be sure to put it in the show description. I believe it's Blossom Haze or something. But it is one of my favorite tracks off Sonic Mania, which, in all honesty, is one of the best Sonic games made in the last probably 10 years. I've never been a massive Sonic fan, but I've always loved the soundtracks. There's always something unique or at least fun to all of them. And this track, I think, is the biggest standout on Sonic Mania. The best word I've heard to describe it is this track is really clean. And I know that doesn't mean a lot to you right now, but once you hear the song, I think you'll agree with me. So once again, this next block of songs is going to be Forest Interlude from Donkey Kong Country 2, Aquatic Ambience Returns from Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze, Windmill Hills from Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze, and Press Garden Zone Act 2 from Sonic Mania. Thank you. that song is so clean. You have to know what I mean now after listening to that for the first time. Or maybe it's the thousandth time you listen to it if you're a big Sonic Mania fan. I wouldn't blame you if you were. It's a fantastic game. And how about David Wise? Someone needs to give that man a Lifetime Achievement Award. I don't care of what kind. You can't dispute at this point he's not one of the most legendary game composers there's ever been. The Donkey Kong Country soundtracks are, they're really just the gift that keeps on giving. I cannot say enough positive things about those soundtracks. But we must move on into our next block of songs, which is, now we're going to start getting kind of weird and unfocused. We're going to start with a track from Final Fantasy VII. And the reason we're going to do this, it came to mind recently for me. A little while ago, I don't want to date the show, I was watching Wrestle Kingdom 12, the New Japan Pro Wrestling pay-per-view. It was a fantastic, fantastic show. It's been my favorite wrestling pay-per-view of the year so far, but it's also been the only wrestling pay-per-view of the year so far. And maybe the best match on the card was Kenny Omega versus Chris Jericho. Kenny Omega is one of my favorite wrestlers currently. He's a tremendous talent in the ring, fantastic character, great promo. But above all else, Kenny Omega is a fucking nerd. And he's a real fucking nerd, but in the best way. And he always finds a way to incorporate video games or nerd culture into his routine and his entrance and everything about his character in a very great way. Most notably, he's a very big Final Fantasy fan. And this can be evidenced in a couple of ways. Number one, Kenny Omega's finisher is called the One-Winged Angel, which is going to be the song I'm going to play from Final Fantasy VII. It's an electric chair driver. It's an awesome-looking wrestling move. But called the One-Winged Angel, it's very fitting, honestly. And as well, his entrance music these days in New Japan Pro Wrestling, a song called Devil's Sky, is very clearly inspired by the song One-Winged Angel from Final Fantasy VII. So I was watching Wrestle Kingdom, and I couldn't help really, really noticing it this time in particular, so I thought, you know, what the hell? Never hurts to have some Final Fantasy on this show, so we're going to start this next block with One-Winged Angel from Final Fantasy VII. From there, we're going to go into Wind Waker, because I always have to play some Wind Waker on each of these episodes, and we're going to do a really short one. We're just going to listen to the mini-boss battle theme. It's one of the shortest pieces of music in the game, but it is one of my absolute favorites. The way the song starts out with the bells, and then it comes in with the, I think it's meant to be a flute, but it kind of sounds like whistling. It's a very catchy tune, but it still really sums up the seriousness of a mini-boss fight, as hilarious as that might sound. But it's a fantastic piece from the game, and I've always got to do some Wind Waker. Then we're going to continue to get a bit more modern, and we're going to play a song which I do love, but unfortunately its title has not aged very well into 2017-2018 with Build That Wall from Bastion. Hindsight's 2020, isn't it? But Build That Wall, or perhaps better known these days as Zia's Theme, is really the standout track from Bastion, a game that I recall enjoying, honestly. I haven't played it in a long time. But it's a very, very, very catchy song, but it really sells the gravitas of Bastion. And from there, we're going to come back in with a song from Journey. I don't know how many of you have played Journey, but Journey is a real case for video games as being art. I think it's one of the most ambitious and well-executed video games in a very long time, if nothing else. And we're going to do the song, if I'm going to butcher the title here, Apotheosis, however you want to pronounce it. But to me, it's a longer track, but it's one that really summarizes Journey, as an experience in one song. So, once again, this block of songs, One-Winged Angel from Final Fantasy VII, the mini-boss battle theme from The Legend of Zelda The Wind Waker, Build That Wall, or Zia's Theme from Bastion, and Apotheosis from Journey. We'll be right back. So how about that last track? Journey to me is very incredible. It's a game with no dialogue, so it falls back on the music to do a lot of the storytelling, if that makes a lot of sense. And to me, the whole soundtrack is something that just knocks it right out of the park, but apotheosis, however it's supposed to be pronounced, like I said, I think that's the song that best encapsulates everything about Journey into one song. And how do you not love that? I could say similar things about Build That Wall from Bastion. A little more of a subdued track, but it really sells what the game's all about and sounds terrific to me. Wind Waker, you can never go wrong with Wind Waker. The mini-boss battle is, again, short but sweet, but it does everything it needs to do in that small amount of time, and I love the bells at the start, like I said, and that sort of whistly kind of sound that shows up a lot in the Wind Waker soundtrack, I'm a huge fan of. And One Winged Angel. Is that the best Final Fantasy song there's ever been? It might be. But everything about where that shows up in the game, I suppose, spoilers for Final Fantasy VII. When you're fighting Sephiroth to One Winged Angel, it's such an incredible gaming set piece that really gives that song a tremendous sense of importance. And the song gives that area of the game a tremendous amount of importance as well. So, let's move on to our next block of songs. And this next block is going to be, primarily to me, two songs from my favorite soundtrack this year, Persona 5. Persona 5, I feel bad for it. In any other year where it didn't come out the same year as Breath of the Wild and Mario Odyssey, this would be Game of the Year. I love Persona. I've played Persona 4 for more than I care to admit. So my expectations going into 5 were absolutely sky high, and it absolutely delivered on everything. And the one thing I always love about Persona, probably more than anything else, is the soundtrack. Shoji Meguro, he's incredible in Persona games. He does this, particularly with 4 and 3, he started bringing in very heavy lyrical content into the type of game where you wouldn't normally expect that, or you would find it off-putting. But it somehow really works, and it really gels in the Persona world in such a way that's just, it's fantastic. It's really great stuff to listen to and to play alongside. So I know I played the battle theme from Persona 5 in the last episode. So I'm taking two tracks from Persona 5. We're going to start out with Wake Up, Get Up, which is the title theme of the game, which to me really gives you what most of the soundtrack of the game is like. It's gone for this very sort of 70s inspired, a little bit jazzy, a little bit funky, with very interesting and kind of unique vocal stylings. And this sums up all of that perfectly. And as a title theme, it's the perfect one to get you into the game, get you excited to go. I honestly have to say I do prefer it to the title theme Persona 4. I think it's better at that. It's just a fantastic track, especially to wake up to in the morning. But from there, we're going to drop down a little bit into the song Beneath the Mask, which does still have lyrics in it, but it's a much more subdued, much shorter song. And it's the kind of general walking around in the world song for the game, particularly it'll play on rainy days. And I think that is the perfect thing for this song to be, is this is the song you listen to when it's raining outside, when you just want to relax. It's fantastic. And there, to round out the block of songs, we're going to take one song from Persona 4 as well. From Persona 4, we're going to do Heartbeat Heartbreak, which is Persona 4's equivalent of Beneath the Mask. It's the same kind of song, the slowed down, more melancholy, just walking around. You'll primarily hear Heartbeat Heartbreak when you're walking around the school, and it's when you can decide if you want to go to the Shadow World or what have you in the game, but it's fantastic music for all the same reasons Beneath the Mask is fantastic. It's just a little bit of a different flavor. So once again, this block of songs, Wake Up, Get Up from Persona 5, Beneath the Mask from Persona 5, and Heartbeat Heartbreak from Persona 4.
Who am I? where I rallied from to me. That's where I found an empty glass, reflecting that's a truth. It's telling words not to be told. I need them back.
I love everything about all of those tracks. Persona 4 has an incredible soundtrack, but Persona 5 soundtrack is just something else, dude. I really hate the fact that you can't properly listen to it on Spotify or any of that kind of stuff. I carry around a lot of the songs from that game on my phone. I listen to them all the time. And I am very happy about, by the time you hear this, maybe, I did a bit of a dumb thing. I spent some money. I bought the Persona 5 soundtrack on vinyl. It's four LPs, but it's a great selection of tracks from the game. I cannot wait to have that in my possession. Hopefully by the time you hear this, it will. I said earlier, Persona 5 is my absolute favorite soundtrack of 2017. No contest. Nothing is even close. Anyways, we're going to get into our last block of songs, and our last block of songs is only two songs, but they're two a little bit longer ones. We're going to start with a little something from Doom. I've played a few Doom songs on the show in the past, but mostly I always try to get a Mick Gordon song in, because Mick Gordon's one of my favorite modern-day composers. I always say his style is so intense, no matter what game it's from, if it's Wolfenstein or if it's Doom, or even the Killer Instinct songs, everything he does is like a kick to the chest. It's really raw, intense stuff, which I absolutely adore. So we'll do one from Doom. We're going to listen to Rip and Tear, which is just one of the general running around fighting demon songs in the game. It's absolutely heavy, the most intense thing you've heard in years almost. It's just, again, it's a great song to get the blood pumping, really get you going. From there, though, we are going to take it in a, let's just call it a vastly different direction, and we're going to listen to Baba Yetu from Civilization IV. Some of you may have heard of this before, and if nothing else, I think it's worth pointing out that Baba Yetu is the first piece of video game music to ever win a Grammy. Now, the Grammys don't mean shit, but that's still a pretty nifty achievement to have. So, Baba Yetu, it's a very world music kind of track. It's inspired by all kinds of cultures and all kinds of musical influences, which is a very fitting thing to do if you're writing songs for Civilization IV. Perhaps the most worldly game there's been up until that point. It's a fantastic feel-good track. It is a very uplifting piece of music that really inspires a sense of wonder and a sense of hope in you. And we're going to come back in with that. So just two songs, nice and quick. Rip and Tear from Doom and Baba Yetu from Civilization IV. That song is so catchy too. There's a fantastic music video made for it using footage from the Civilization 4 engine and whatnot you can find on YouTube. I really recommend checking that out. It's a fantastic fantastic piece to go along with Baba Yetu. Just an incredible song. And Rip and Tear, that's just the best. I love that the Doom soundtrack is now available on Spotify and whatnot. So when I go to the gym, I listen to a lot of the Doom soundtrack. It's very good lifting weights music, I suppose. But I always love playing me some Mick Gordon. That guy's a wizard. So before I get into the last song that's going to take us out of the show, I suppose I should plug a few things. So by the time this goes up on the site, I'll have done our Best of the Year and Worst of the Year awards. I recommend checking out those articles. I'm hoping to have a couple more pieces up this month, just about some random stuff. One of the reasons I got back into some of the older songs you heard at the start of the show is for Christmas this year, my girlfriend got me a Raspberry Pi kit so I could build a retro Pi. Did that, I'm having an absolute riot with it. And through that, I've been, I guess, revisiting a lot of these older games, and really, I suppose, broadening my horizons. So I might have a feature up or two just involving that in the near future. Who knows? And hopefully, by the time next month rolls around, I'll be able to do a show on schedule. I know this last one here has been a break of, I think, about 2.5 months since the last episode, but right around the end of the semester when things got really crazy and then exams happened and then the holidays happened. So there's family running around and not a lot of privacy to say, hey, mom and dad, fuck off for a while. I'm going to record a podcast. That's not the kind of thing I would like to explain to them. So this is a very busy semester for me. It's my last one. I quit my job and everything. So I don't know how much free time I'm going to have, and I also don't know how much free time the guys are going to have. It's a real crunch for all of us these next few months, but I would very much like to not leave the show to die for another 3 months if I can. So hopefully this time next month you'll be hearing us again. Anyways, let's get into the closer for the show. This song is from my runner-up to Game of the Year, Super Mario Odyssey. Incredible achievement of a video game. It's mind-boggling how absolutely good this game is, and it's the same thing I said about Persona 5. Like, Breath of the Wild this year was something special. It was something generational. And in a year when Breath of the Wild didn't come out, this would be Game of the Year. But Nintendo, I guess, having their best year in a long time. And all the music in Mario Odyssey, very incredible stuff. They explore a lot of different genres, and every kingdom has a unique theme that crosses over into the music. For the most part, it follows the more, I guess, recent Mario trend of being so jazzy, which I do love. I love that they've really fleshed out these jazz influences that Mario music has always had. Now, if you've played Mario Odyssey a lot, you know what I've been building to this whole time I've been talking. One particular song from Mario Odyssey called Jump Up Superstar. If you played Mario Odyssey, you know what part of the game this is from, and I think that the section that plays this song is the best thing I've played all year for sure. It is one of my favorite gaming set pieces there's ever been. It's such a well thought and incredible salute to Mario set to this song. It's just the dopest shit. So we're going to close out with this. So this has been Skip to the Show. This is Jump Up Superstar from Super Mario Odyssey, and we will see you later, fuckers!
Here we go, off the rails. Don't you know it's time to raise our sails? It's freedom like you never knew. Don't need bags or a pass. Say the word, I'll be there in a flash. You could say my hat is off to you. Oh, we can zoom all the way to the moon from this great wide wacky world. Jump with me, grab coins with me, oh yeah. Jump up in the air, jump up, don't be scared. Jump up and your cares will soar away. And if the dark clouds start to swirl, don't feel a jet of tears. I'll be your one up girl. So let's all jump up super high, high up in the sky. It's no power up like dancing. You know that you're my superstar. Spin the wheel, take a chance. Every journey starts a new romance. A new world's calling out to you. Take a turn, walk a path. Find a new addition to the cast. You know that any captain needs a crew. Take it in stride as you move side to side. They're just different points of view. Jump with me, grab coins with me, oh yeah. Come on and jump up in the air. Jump without a care. Jump up cause you know that I'll be there. And if you find you're short on joy, don't fret, just don't forget that you're still a one-up boy. So go on, straighten up your cap. Let your toes begin to tap. This rhythm is a power.
real? For real? For real? For real? It's for real. For real? For real. For real? 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 For real though. For real. For real or not? For real? For real? For real? For real? For real? For reals? For real? 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 For real this time. For real? 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 For real?